Zero CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden kicking off his abbreviated foreign trip, meeting with Japan's prime minister.
We're tracking the global challenges from strengthening our community and our commitment to nuclear nonproliferation to ensuring a free and open Indo-Pacific. That's at the heart of all this.
He'll be back in Washington this weekend to try and get a deal to raise the debt limit. Two states raising eyebrows over new legislation. In South Carolina, House lawmakers approving an abortion ban after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state Senate could consider it next week. And in Montana, the governor there signing a bill that takes effect in January. It looks to ban TikTok from operating in the state, but is almost certain to face legal challenges. The Department of Justice out with stunning new information on the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified materials online. The DOJ says he was reported earlier this year for accessing top secret docs without authorization. This is ABC News. A deluge in northern Italy blamed for at least 9 deaths.
Catastrophic flooding across parts of northern Italy. Some areas deluged by half the annual rainfall they normally get in just 36 hours. In Emilia-Romagna, the Coast Guard called in to rescue a pregnant woman trapped in a home. In Cesena, elderly residents had to be rescued by dinghies. And in Faenza, the only way for one couple to escape from their flooded house was through the roof and airlifted to safety.
ABC's Ian Pannell. More than 10,000 people have had to evacuate. Target is becoming more of a target for thieves. The retail giant says theft is on the rise and could hit well over $1 billion worth this year. The company says shoplifting is the biggest culprit, but organized crime is a problem, too. Home sales slipping across the country. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell nearly 3.5% in April. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Most local governments in Wisconsin are getting a better deal from the state under the latest version of the shared revenue bill. Instead of 10%, the new increase is 15%. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
This is a prime example of exactly what our constituents want. Finding consensus, giving and taking, and at the end of the day, putting together a proposal that everybody can support.
But Democrats object to conditions on money going to larger cities that are still in the bill, which now goes to the Senate. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 90s waited too long to sue. The court's majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations only apply to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. In sports, the Cardinals beat the Brewers last night 3-0. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What currently is your biggest public health concern? 844-967-2789. Out of everything happening in our country, guns, fentanyl, obesity, climate change, what do you think is the actual biggest concern? Not even just because of what you read about, but also from your experience and in your opinion. 844-96-PARTY, what is the biggest public health concern to you right now? And I ask because there is a new Axios Ipsos American Health Index poll out that says gun violence has surged ahead of the opioid crisis as Americans' top public health concern. And it's basically neck and neck now. Gun and firearms access was 26 respondents said access to guns or firearms is the number one threat to American public health, which was up from 17% in February. So that's a pretty, that's a 9-point jump in
just a couple
less than
months.
3 months. And 25% said the biggest threat is opioids and fentanyl, which is virtually unchanged since the last poll. But I thought this was an interesting question to start today's show with. And I would say they're all bad. They're all not great. But it's interesting to me that guns and firearm access has shot up because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would imagine that's still the numbers of people who are overdosing and dying from opioids and fentanyl is higher than people getting injured and killed from gun and firearm access. But the big difference being gun and firearm access is a lot of people who did not condone or consent being part of the, on the other side of that gun versus it's two. I mean, they're both awful, but they're both two different conversations and mitigation and harm reduction and the different things that would go into actually treating them as a public health crisis. But it was interesting to me that they're now one and two ahead of obesity, ahead of cancer, ahead of unsafe roads, or ahead of smoking, tobacco products, COVID-19, alcohol abuse. Those are the other things on the list, but all of those pull at obesity is still at 20%, but the other five are all under 10%.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, COVID slipped to the bottom of the health of public health threats at 3%.
Which is interesting because it's not gone.
It's not gone. No. It's still the fourth leading cause of death.
Yes. There are still people dying every day from COVID.
Yes. And I just thought it would be interesting. I think it's to a certain extent, it is a signal of perception versus reality. Of like, what news do we consume of, and versus, especially if none of these are necessarily impacting your life currently, but it's because of the news that you consume that informs your perception that one thing is more, you know, crucial than the other. But maybe it has, any of these things could very well have impacted your life right now. So that's why we are asking you, what is your biggest public health concern right now? 844-967-2789. What say you, Jane Matinere?
Well, certainly the fentanyl crisis is a crisis. It's terrible. But I think you make a good point in that whether or not it has touched you or someone in your circle, that's always going to bring it closer to home, right? And that's always going to bring it to the top. Fortunately, at least among my circle, I haven't been affected by the fentanyl crisis. But for me, it's guns. And we've been talking about this for the entire year. I don't want permitless concealed carry in Wisconsin. I think that's a really bad idea. And I don't think I'm alone in that. My brother-in-law is a gun owner. We've had many discussions about this. I have no problems with responsible gun ownership, but I don't think any 18-year-old should be able to walk in and walk out with us with an AR-15 or whatever without a background check. And I think we need red flag laws. And I think we need some more mitigation efforts to make it safer. There was a police shooting yesterday in Mequon. And one of the people who lived down the street basically said, I've always believed this was a safe neighborhood, but now it just seems like everybody's got guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary. I find that really scary.
Well, and obviously you're not alone. And I think the reason probably why it's jumped up as from 17% to 26% as far as people's uptick, like the uptick of concern for gun violence is, I mean, think about how many, like, boom, 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 in that one weekend of rang the wrong doorbell, turned around in the wrong driveway, my ball went into this person's yard, like, one after the other, got into the wrong car, of everybody has a gun, and everybody's freaked out and worried that someone's coming to hurt them, and so they shoot first and ask questions later.
Road rage. I mean, there are increase in road rage incidents, fatal road rage incidents where somebody cuts you off or you get cut off and the resolution now is with a gun. We're back to the Wild West. And even in the Wild West, I think they had stricter regulations on whether or not you could bring your weapon into town.
We never covered that story, but you were the one who found that as far as the
history.
The history of the OK Corral and that. The assumption, you know, when we think about the media and the narratives and the video, like movies and stuff and the TV and Deadwood and whatever of the Wild West and how everyone had a gun and there would be these like shootouts in saloons. But in reality, like a historian documented this and it's like, no.
That's not what it was like.
That's not what it was like because sheriffs knew that people had tempers. And so you had to like check your gun in when you were staying in town.
Yep.
Because for all of the saloon owners and the business owners and stuff, like they didn't want just dead people. I mean, people smelled enough back then, don't you think? Having rotting bodies randomly in your saloon probably didn't help.
Yeah, that's tough when you're trying to have dinner service, you know. Makes it tricky.
It's like we're actually climbing towards having the least amount of gun restrictions as we've ever had, according to some historians.
Well, I mean, seriously, look at the loosening of gun laws in the last decade. And I've joked about this in the past, but we're to the point now where it's going to be a gun in every bassinet. Every baby gets their own handgun because it'll keep you safer.
Yeah.
Until, of course, your two-year-old sibling finds it and shoots you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What do you think is the biggest public health crisis facing our country? From the 715, general education of our population is the most dangerous part of society. Not comprehending how our world is being manipulated leads to enslaved minds. Well, I certainly do think that we need to have critical thinking.
We do need to have critical thinking. I don't know. Well, it's also interesting of like that is when you frame it as a public health problem, is lack of education a public health problem versus a societal problem? Because I put this out on Twitter this morning, and actually, interestingly enough, the replies so far with 150 votes. So you can go vote if you'd like on As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter. Give us a follow while you're there. That the 54% right now say gun and firearm access. 9% said opioids and fentanyl. 25% have said obesity. And 10% so far have said other. And some of the responses we've gotten there so far is, I mean, all are pretty bad. This is from Liz Lincoln. But at the end of the day, it's climate change and all that comes with it. Isaac says, racism. Structural and interpersonal racism exacerbate the severity of all of the above and account for much of the extent to which there are all disparate impacts of these and other issues across racial and ethnic groups. Michelle says, lack of access to quality health care for every resident. And then we got another one. We actually got another one, Miss Scarlett, misinformation and lack of critical thinking. And then we got two little snarky answers.
Oh, no kidding.
One says Republicans. The other one says white nationalists.
Fair enough.
And so, yeah, but we would love to hear from you. What is your biggest public health concern right now? 844-967-2789. What do you think is what? I mean, if it's keeping you up at night or just as far as when we think about public health and the health of the general public, what could be addressed and should be addressed with, you know, crisis level attention like we did with COVID? 844-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
I guess I'm a little surprised that climate change was not higher up on that list, because it affects all of us. This is the only planet we have. And with all the news about PFAS, and there's just so much there.
Well, but is PFAS considered climate change? That seems more like pollution putting stuff in our water.
It's the whole what we breathe, what we drink, but yeah, you're right.
And it's actually interesting. My brother sent me a graph the other day of the fact that the unbelievable decline of climate-related deaths, largely because architecture is better.
Really?
Yeah. And it was interesting because he showed it to me. And I mean, it's like, it's insane, the chart. But like disasters, hurricanes, cyclones, flooding, extreme cold and everything, like the improvements in engineering alone have had a massive impact in saving lives. Like, you know, think of differences between the Dominican Republic and Haiti and like the earthquakes then versus now and how much people can survive them because the architecture is better. And that's also the main thing they've pointed to, the huge earthquake that happened in Turkey, was that the architecture was really bad, and that's what made things crumble. All right, well, we'll keep this conversation going. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here's what's going on around the area. May 19th and 20th, it's the Dudley Birder Chorale presenting the Voices of Spring at the Abbott Pennings Hall of Fine Arts Walter Theater, St. Norbert Campus, Friday 7:30 showtime, Saturday 2 p.m. The Automobile Gallery of Green Bay presents Festa Italiana May 20th from 2 until 6 p.m. See the sleek collection of Italian cars on hand, many others on hand as well. The Blizzard take on the Iowa Barnstormers at the Resch Center Saturday, May 20th at 7:05. Check out the Resch Expo Saturday, May 20th. The Meat Fest, presented by Pelican Smoky Meats from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. And the Cellcom Green Bay Marathon is Sunday, May 21st. Race starts at 7 a.m. That's around Lambeau Field. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 a.m. and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with highs around 67. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. 55, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, high of 67 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 55 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Biggest public health concern? 844-967-2789. Is it like the majority of people right now, according to a new survey from Axios and Ipsos American Health, which is gun and firearm access at 26%. At 25%, it was opioids and fentanyl, and then 20% at obesity. And then after that was cancer, unsafe roads, smoking, COVID-19, alcohol abuse. But we are asking you, what are you concerned about when it comes to public health? Because I just thought this was super interesting to see where people's perception of what needs to be addressed has shifted, even over the last couple months. And so the other thing that I thought was really interesting that was also asked in this poll is people's opinions on what they want to do with Medicare and Social Security. And so a vast majority of Americans do not want Medicare and Social Security spending compromised to lower the federal deficit. Most Americans, 77%, oppose reducing Medicare and Social Security spending to reduce the federal deficit. The majorities of Democrats at 82%, Independents at 77%, and Republicans at 75%.
Wow.
All oppose this.
See, we can agree on things.
We can agree on things.
Look at that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your biggest public health concern? Ken from Sturgeon Bay joining us. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you? Everybody.
Good. How are you doing, Ken?
Good, good. The biggest concern right now would probably be chemotherapy treatment drugs. Right now, it's at all-time low. It's almost 35 to 40% shortage of chemo-treating drugs.
So chemo.
Sorry, I heard cable. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
You're talking about chemotherapy drugs.
Really?
Yes. Yep. There's a big article in the New York Times, and it's becoming another issue. But yeah,
what is causing the shortage?
They don't know for sure. It could be government regulated over, there's always Always something, but yeah, right now that's probably the most pressing issue because it's almost like the baby formula we had a couple of years ago. It's almost that bad. So,
wow, I actually was not aware of this at all. Thanks so much for alerting that. That is, thanks for the call, Ken. That is, I'm surprised I haven't heard about it. Have you heard about that?
I have not. Nope. This is the first I've heard.
I'll look up that New York Times article.
Yep.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text anytime.
We have a message from Joseph McClear on the Facebook live stream, which you can always watch. You can always watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And Joe says, it's somewhat my area of expertise, so my biggest concern is our state's paltry long-term care funding. Our LTC facilities are going to be overrun in the next decade or so, and at the current rate, very few, if any, will have the funds to adequately care for their residents. This is something that I don't know. My mom told me, I forgot what the number was, but the number of what it's going to cost the U.S. to care for Alzheimer's patients because of the baby boomers getting older. Yep. And that's one fraction of the care that will be needed, but if that's not here now, it is coming.
Well, and we're having trouble already staffing our, you know, senior living facilities. And this is a big problem that's coming right down the railroad tracks, and it's coming right at us. And there doesn't seem to be much movement to address that right now.
Yeah. And I don't.
And don't forget.
I'm now just realizing how depressing of a topic this was to start with. Well,
this is where we start off with the news, Kristen.
Oh, I know.
It gets better as the show goes on.
It does get better as the show goes on. And so speaking of this, at least as far as what you can expect from today's show, when we come back from this next break, we are going to have an update with the teacher who was at the center of the Rainbowland controversy in Waukesha. We have some coverage from that because she did an exclusive interview with CBS. So we'll be talking about that next. And basically, do you think she should be fired for raising the red flag that she did as far as what was happening in her school? But then at the bottom of the hour, right before we go to the news, at the end of this hour, we'll do three headlines and a lie. And then we have public cervix announcement.
Yay!
Coming up at 12. Dr. Kristen Lierley is back with questions about women's health. And then Minnesota is on their way to passing paid leave. Wisconsin, not so much.
I never would have thought. Again, Minnesota's showing us up, you guys, just like Iowa. It's embarrassing.
Just like Iowa. And so we have a small business owner and a leader within Main Street Alliance in Minnesota will be joining us, Sarah Piepenberg, and then Sean Fetaplace, also interim organizing and policy director with Main Street Alliance, will come here beyond to talk about what Minnesota did, what it took, what it's going to mean for small business owners, and what Wisconsin can learn from them. So that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And then we have Brewers tickets to give away. So we're going to do that at the bottom. No, at the top, at the end of the noon hour. I got this.
It's going to be later.
One of the questions we're asking Dr. Lierley is like, what do I do with this baby brain, this pregnancy brain stuff? What do I do with this? Because I need to actually be able to talk every day. But for now, we'll take a break and be right back about talking about Rainbowland. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden kicking off his abbreviated foreign trip, meeting with Japan's prime minister.
We're tracking the global challenges from strengthening our community and our commitment to nuclear nonproliferation to ensuring a free and open Indo-Pacific. That's at the heart of all this.
He'll be back in Washington this weekend to try and get a deal to raise the debt limit. Two states raising eyebrows over new legislation. In South Carolina, House lawmakers approving an abortion ban after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state Senate could consider it next week. And in Montana, the governor there signing a bill that takes effect in January. It looks to ban TikTok from operating in the state, but is almost certain to face legal challenges. The Department of Justice out with stunning new information on the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified materials online. The DOJ says he was reported earlier this year for accessing top secret docs without authorization. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. The Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reporting Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber on May 15th recommending that the Board of Education fire her, this after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes the district's actions aren't looking out for, quote, what's in the best interest of the students, unquote. UW River Falls getting $20,000 in state grant money for meat processing infrastructure. The money will increase student learning opportunities and help address a meat processing shortage in Wisconsin. UW River Falls, one of eight applicants getting part of the $200,000 in grant money from the 2021-23 state budget. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring.
But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But
then,
'cause I know if we tried, we could really
make a difference in this world. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane McNair. And a new update. We've had a little bit of a lull in the national headlines of a Waukesha elementary school saying that a first grade class could not sing the song you just heard, yeah. Rainbow Land by Miley Cyrus. We talked about it plenty on this show. And the teacher who originally brought is Melissa Temple, who... She's a first grade teacher, and she was the person who now, she tweeted it out, and now that tweet has, like, over 200 and almost like 220,000 views as far as how much it's been shared and seen. And she was put on administrative leave for more than a month and was allegedly told by school officials that she could not discuss matters with students or staff unless she wanted to be further disciplined. And now she might be facing termination on the behalf of the school's district superintendent. And so I know CBS 58 did an interview with her last night. So let's play a little bit of that and then talk about it.
I want them to know that I'm proud of myself for speaking up about something that I think is really an injustice.
After being placed on administrative leave for more than a month.
I'm really sad that I'm not with my class right now.
Teacher Melissa Temple's job at Waukesha's Higher Elementary is up in the air.
Accordingly, I will be recommending to the Board of Education that your employment with the School District of Waukesha be terminated.
A letter sent to Temple's attorney saying a school district investigation found she violated four district policies, resulting in, quote, substantial disruption.
The fact that I've been out of the classroom was really surprising to me because I didn't do anything that would warrant being removed from the classroom.
The song in question is Rainbow Land, a Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton duet from 2017. Temple says attempting to fire her from Higher shows officials are putting their politics above their students.
I understand that teachers can't speak up because look what happened to me, right?
That's courtesy again of CBS 58.
And that is exactly, like, I look at this and it seems like she's being made an example of.
Absolutely.
How dare you create national headlines and put us under the microscope like this? And like it was too much of a disruption and you can't work here anymore in the middle of a teacher shortage at a dual language school where she is bilingual. And so not only do you need to find a new teacher, you need to find a new teacher who can speak Spanish. And she's a really good teacher. I mean, in her, she wrote this as a response. So in my 23 year career, I have been 23 years. First of all, she's been teaching.
Yep.
We can't even get people to stay for five.
Right.
I have been consistently held up as a model educator. I'm an award-winning national board certified teacher who was rated distinguished educator by my administrators for 3 years in a row. Last year, I was named Outstanding Educator by Wisconsin Badgers Athletics and WEAC. I have never had disciplinary action taken against me, and I remain committed to the work I have done throughout my life and career, both inside and outside the classroom, as an activist, advocate, and ally. It goes on, and we'll link that to today's show notes. But really, this is the teacher you're going to get rid of?
Yeah, because she's so disruptive. And it also sounds like they just disappeared her.
Yeah.
She wasn't able to talk to her kids. She wasn't able to talk to their parents. It was just, whoosh, she's gone. Just pretend she ever existed. She never existed.
And so I guess my question to you is, do you agree that she should, because it's not done yet. It's basically the recommendation of the superintendent is that she would be fired. And now it goes to the school board. But I would say that the school board has also been, I can imagine, if I had to bet, as we've talked about my betting habits, where this would end up, I wouldn't be surprised if she does end up getting fired. But I guess, do you think that when teachers, I mean, this isn't the military, this isn't police ranks where you never break rank and you're like, should they be expected that you keep your mouth shut when you see something that's happening in your school? Because otherwise you're going to be labeled as disruptive. Is that just, go ahead.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave, our friend from the Shaw, is joining us. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for checking in.
Hey, so I'm a parent in the district, and I have been following the story since its inception, and it seems like what's happening with Melissa Temple is a microcosm of a greater issue of attempting to silence teachers or any district staff that disagree with the politics of the board and the superintendent. And I think this started when a couple of WISRED candidates were elected 2 years ago, and it's just digressing to the point to where they've created this atmosphere in the district of fear and paranoia and just attempting to silence people, silence teachers. And it's more than just what they say. It's also what they wear. Like, they have taken away teachers' ability to wear things like rainbow lanyards, or on the day of silence back in April, they couldn't wear pins, which the irony of that, obviously, on the day of silence, being silenced is... anyway, so I just want to say, like, this is a big issue, but I think it leads into a bigger issue of what's not only happening in the school district of Waukesha, but I think, you know, in Florida, in Texas, places like that, too.
Absolutely. And Dave, you know, the last time we had you in the studio, you guys were about, you and Sarah and other parents were organizing that, like, sing-along march. How did that end up going? Did that go well? Have you been able to get more awareness of other parents in the district?
Well, exactly. I think that brought to light, you know, I got a lot of news coverage. People became more aware. And I know that there are dozens and dozens of parents that have reached out to the district in support of Melissa, in support of teachers having a voice and using their First Amendment right. And they just seem to be falling on deaf ears. You know, it seems like the board and the district and the superintendent only want to listen to a certain section of parents at this point, and it's the ones that they politically align with. And everyone else is either given canned answers or just crickets in response.
And David, it almost seems like because parents have been activated and have been contacting the school board and sharing their displeasure, that's another reason why they're picking on this teacher and getting rid of her, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, who I really feel bad for, other than Melissa in this, is her students, because they're the ones who are suffering. At this point, you know, Waukesha School Board just pushed through this parental rights resolution, but then they don't see the damage that they're doing to individual families, to kids. And it's not about the students at this point for them. It's not about the families or the parents. It's really about political messaging. And it's really disappointing to see.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Dave, and keeping us updated on this.
Absolutely. Tom from West Dallas joining us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, checking in on the Rainbow Land controversy. Tom, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm kind of reiterating what Dave just said. I was listening to, I think it was, it might just Touch Network or whatever, and they were talking about down in Tennessee and down in Florida and all these people who are standing up, you know, they're for the book banning, they're for this, they're for that, everything right-wing nut jobby-ish, and they're asking, where are the Democrats who should be there fighting this tooth and nail, yelling and screaming, saying, look what they're doing, because it's just for, as he said, the small segment who's controlling all this that I believe the school boards and everything are afraid of, because they don't want any uprising. They don't want any fight or like this, like they were saying that he, you know, this lady drew national attention to them, and they don't like that. But yeah. I really believe that, you know, like you said, where are the Democrats? Where are the other parents who are thinking this is nuts to stand up and fight these people and say, you know, no, you're wrong. It might be you don't want your child doing this. I want my child to do this.
Yeah.
So how is this a Family Protection Act or whatever the heck they're calling it now?
Thanks so much for calling, Tom. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton. Hey, Jim.
I want to expand this a little bit, include the First Amendment. Why does it seem that the First Amendment only gets invoked when it comes to right-wing hate speech? As far as I understand, the First Amendment was written to prevent the government from silencing people. And isn't that exactly what's going on here?
I would totally agree with you, Jim.
And Jim, it just still blows my mind. It's about a song called Rainbow Land.
I know.
Yeah.
Where we go hand in hand.
Because that's so horrible. What a terrible message. We can all get along and go hand in hand and live in Rainbow Land. We can't expose our children to such dangerous messaging.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you so much for calling, Jim. We really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, anytime you want to call in and or text.
Well, and one piece of this story that I think we never actually covered on the show was that Dr. Jill Enderle, superintendent of the state, had wrote a letter saying that she was, concerned about what she, in her letter, she stated, whether you realize it or not, you are under the guise of protection causing undue harm to students and staff. However, this damage is reversible. It is paramount that you change course now. The decisions you have made as district leaders have intensified the stressors our teachers feel and helped create and continue to perpetuate a toxic environment. And state Republican lawmakers had the audacity, as everything we've been talking about yesterday with all of the things that there is no local control and municipalities don't have control over so much compared to other states because of preemption, as we were talking with Scott Gordon from Tone Madison yesterday. And everything that went down with shared revenue and Voss just saying we're done negotiating, yeah, that happened yesterday. State Republican lawmakers, their response to Dr. Underlee's letter was, she should be mindful of local control.
Oh, please.
This is from Siebert. As a former school superintendent yourself, you know how critically important local control is for boards and administrators to meet their varied needs in their communities, which is true. But then if you're going to apply that logic, buddy, you got to apply it across the board.
Oh, that's right.
It's not just for the superintendents and the school boards that you agree with.
Yeah, cherry picking is a wonderful thing. 844-967-2789. Kelly from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Kelly, what do you want to say?
I just tuned in, so I'm not sure if this has been covered or discussed, but back when we had bargaining rights before Act 10, this would have not only gone to a school board, but probably to the state arbitrator. So because if it, you know, she's been doing such wonderful things, you know, an A minus is still an A. And yeah, she's done so many wonderful things that one or two things are going to bring her down. And this would be able to establish whether or not she is being treated or mistreated, I should say. So I don't know if you brought that up or discussed it, but Act 10 really did a number on everything.
We did not, Kelly. So that's a great point. Thank you so much for the call and the reminder of that. Because, I mean, like, you know, with Act 10, like, it's like teachers are not shouldn't be treated as at-will employments where you can just get fired for anything, right? And so that is a very good point. Well, we will continue to follow that as it develops. But when we come back, let's have some fun. Let's lighten it up. We'll do three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
No connectivity? Do you live in BTN? Bug tussle nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with highs around 67. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. 55, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, high of 67 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 55 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And just a heads up that at 12:06, when we come back from the news, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for our weekly public cervix announcement.
Yay.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Not service, cervix. And if you have any questions, we would love to answer them for you. Well, she would love to answer them for you. Jane and I.
Not so much.
Not so much. We might have smart ass answers, but we don't have smart answers. And so she is the doctor, and the doctor will be in. So if you have any questions you want to text in, definitely shoot them over. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. All right. Well, it's that time of week when we like to play a little game called Three Headlines and a Lie.
Yes.
Where three of the headlines is... are true, are real, and then Jane has to pick which one of the four is, in fact, a lie. Are you ready, Jane?
I am as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Number one, IKEA is holding raves as part of new customer experience.
So you can rave along with your meatballs?
With your meatballs, with your, you can rave on top of the mock kitchen counters and... have like nice fuzzy pillows to pet when you're tripping on Molly. I get it. I can see it. It's a big warehouse party.
Should I be embarrassed? I have never been inside an IKEA.
I don't know if you should be embarrassed. I'm a little surprised. You don't own any IKEA furniture?
Nothing. But I'm
do you have like
I'm old. We've had this
but
stuff
like
a
you
long time.
How long have you been in your house?
21 years.
When's the last time you bought a new piece of furniture?
21 years.
Really?
No, we bought a bed, but I had a dining room table. I had a whole bunch of stuff already. I had my own house before I got married. So anyway.
Well, maybe if you want to go to a rave, maybe you can go to IKEA.
Good
if
to know,
this is a real one.
Because I've never been to a rave either.
Oh, that surprises me more. They weren't called raves back then, but I feel like you went to some warehouse parties in your day.
I might have.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Number two, a Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer.
Again, Minnesota upping Wisconsin.
I know.
With
how did that
beer
happen
cycle.
In Minnesota first?
Gosh, that's disappointing.
But again, it could be fake.
True.
Number three, Colorado man tries to trade places with a dog to avoid DUI arrest. Again, how did this not happen in Wisconsin?
Right? God, we're being shown up all over the place. How humiliating. Man switches place with dog so he doesn't get busted for a DUI.
Yeah, it's like when you switch places with your buddy who's more sober than you. You're like, pretend you were driving.
Okay.
Fido, pretend you were driving. Makes perfect sense.
You need glasses.
Number four, concert venue crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
So if I'm in the mosh pit and I need to go to the ladies' room, and someone will hold my place in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can come back
get my
like
spot.
Your seat. It's like the seat holders at the Oscars.
Gotcha.
Seat fillers.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through them again. Right. Jane, you have to pick out which one is not real. Number one, IKEA is holding raves as part of a new customer experience. Number two, a Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer. Number three, Colorado man tries to trade places with dog to avoid DUI arrest. And number four, concert venue, quote, crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
Okay, the one I believe is a lie is the IKEA rave. I think that's
a lie. That is real.
It's real. They're going to do raves.
Redefining its customer experience, starting with raves.
Wow.
This is from Insider, businessinsider.com. IKEA held two raves during Milan Design Week in late April, one of which got shut down by police.
Well,
Marcus Ingman, IKEA's creative director, said the raves signal IKEA's strategy to attract customers. The Swedish furniture giant recently announced it would open more stores in the U.S. I wonder how many of these stores will have raves. So there you go. That one's
so
real.
So many potential problems.
This is the liability.
Oh, my God. Do people on Molly shop?
You probably have to sign a waiver before you go in.
But do people on Molly shop a lot?
I don't know if they shop a lot. They certainly touch things a lot.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want them in my store.
All right, next guess.
So I know that the man trying to switch places with the dog is true.
That is true.
I know that's true.
That is true. A driver who was pulled over for speeding tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest. An officer watched him maneuvering inside the car before he got out of the passenger side on Saturday night in Springfield, which is a town of about 1,300 people. And the man said he was not behind the wheel and clearly showed signs of being drunk, police said. He ran from the officer when asked about how much he had had to drink and was caught within about 20 yards. Not very far.
Must have been a pretty big dog, because if it had been like your Cliffy, you'd need a couple boxes for him to at least see above the steering wheel. Okay, so that one's true. So there are two left. One of them is a lie.
There are two left. A Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer. Mm. Concert venue crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
Then I'm going with the beer cycle. As the lie.
That is also real.
Wow, I suck this week.
I feel like that lie is not, like, you never know. People try to monetize everything. But yeah, so the motorcycle is real. I'll read a little bit of that. Simply calling Kai Michelson an innovator is an insulting kind of understatement, like referring to the Pacific Ocean as an oversized paddling pool. In the past half century, the Minnesota man has invented and then improved upon countless machines, filed patents on top of patents, and set over 70 state, national, and international speed records with his jet-powered innovations. He set a Guinness World Record with a rocket-powered snowmobile, devised a hot dog cooker called Kai's Little Cremator, and made a high-speed margarita maker by putting a weed-eater motor in a blender.
Okay, we are totally reaching out to him.
Yes.
We are totally reaching. Yes.
His latest creation might be among his most impressive, which is really saying something. Michelson has designed and constructed what he believes is the world's first beer-powered motorcycle powered by a 14-gallon keg instead of a gas engine.
We got to talk to him.
There's a keg on, you're driving with a keg. I can't feel like that would really slow you down. But we will put all of these headlines for you to check out on today's show notes. But yeah, you're going to have to fend for yourself. No one's saving your seat at the concert.
All right.
Or your mosh pit space.
Good to know.
All right. When we come back, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of
ABC News. I'm Alex Prechet.